Ah, spring has sprung. Smell that spring air. Achoo. Oh yeah, spring. It's sprung. Well, howdy friends, and a very good Wednesday morning to it. It is March 20th, the first official full day of spring. Thanks for stopping by for this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. We've got Max Crawford in tow. We got some thunderstorms to talk about. Springtime usually means two things. One, some nice, comfortable weather. The wildflowers is another, but also some big springtime storms. So let's kind of dive in, shall we?
Yep, a little bit of everything wrapped into this extended forecast that you love and maybe hate about spring, and that does include the potential for some severe weather as we head into Thursday. Clouds starting to increase out there, as well as the humidity after a somewhat chilly start to Wednesday. You might need the jacket through a large portion of the day because the clouds stick around and south wind picks up a little bit. This all ahead of the already much talked about low pressure system that's going to track across the state starting today, but really for those of us along and east of I-35, tonight through Thursday evening. A couple of very light showers are possible before that happens, but we're really talking the storm chance starting Thursday. And that could be as early as the pre-sunrise hour. So Thursday right now still looks like we're going to see multiple rounds of showers and a couple thunderstorms of the scattered variety throughout the day. So it doesn't look like it's going to be raining all day, but expect it to be off and on through a large portion. We're seeing a couple of different disturbances, a couple of different boundaries that thunderstorms will likely spark up on, move eastward, and then get out of here. But then we reload and wait for the next one. This all could culminate with a line of thunderstorms that roll our way by Thursday evening into Thursday nights, and we clear out by Friday. Right now, we think most of that activity through the first half of the day will largely be sub-severe, though some isolated strong wind gusts, cloud-to-ground lightning, and maybe even some really, really small hail is going to be a possibility. But a little bit of unstable air could form as we go throughout the afternoon, get some daytime heating, and then any thunderstorm that pops up will need to be monitored for some strong wind gusts and then some slightly larger hail. As of right now, that tornado threat looks to be higher just to the south of the area, but we'll reevaluate as we get a little bit closer. If we're using Storm Prediction Center lingo, it is a wide encompassing marginal or 1 out of 5 risk for severe weather over the course of the day and into the evening hours on Thursday. So again, not a guarantee that we find severe weather, but one or two of these storms could be on the strong side, I think especially in terms of wind with that expected round headed into the evening. So that is absolutely something to watch with your Thursday evening plans, including Aggie baseball with a Thursday, Friday, Saturday home series this weekend. It'll be day and evening to keep the Pinpoint weather app handy. All told, it still looks like a good half to inch and a half across the area, with some localized totals of 2 inches plus, certainly a possibility.
Yeah, so then we get to the weekend. The other side of these thunderstorms, the air is pretty comfortable. It's a weak front that blows in, a lot of Pacific air backed up behind it. So it's drier air, it's lower humidity, and it's mild air. Morning temperatures are back down to the 50s. Some of us in our outlying areas could wake up to the 40s Friday and Saturday morning. Friday afternoon, it's a little cloudy out there, but we're just around 70 degrees. So might actually need a light long sleeve for a few bits there. Saturday, we're in the mid 70s. And then on Sunday, it gets a little warmer. We've got daytime highs closer to 80 once again, and the wind turns on. That wind's from the south. That wind is feeding in moisture, and then by Monday, there's another front headed our way. We'll talk about that one once we get past this next storm chance that we have coming up, but do know that early next week, more thunderstorms and maybe even a very isolated chance for more severe weather is back in the works.
Hey, speaking of the weekend, we know there is a lot going on around the Brazos Valley, including Aggie baseball, the big event, and so, so much more, but might I suggest a pint or two? Our great friends at Kinderhill Brew Lab are having their third annual spring fling, and it is the third time that we get to collaborate with them and brew ourselves some weather beers. Like Shell mentioned, the weather looks absolutely perfect for it. It will be a family-friendly event. There will be vendors, there'll be stuff to do. Come meet the Pinpoint weather team. Hang out with us for a little bit. Come hungry too, as the Wild Garlic prepares a couple of really, really awesome pizzas for you to enjoy. Now, disclaimer, this is a little bit of a competition. The guys have brewed their own beer. The girls have brewed their own beer. The guys have designed their own pizza. The girls have made one too. So bring it on, ladies. But really, y'all come out and enjoy. 10% of all sales on Saturday are going straight back into the community for the United Way of the Brazos Valley. Alrighty-o, that looks like it is going to do it for this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. We've made it to the middle of the week, y'all. We can keep on going. Remember, the latest on that severe potential can always be found on your Pinpoint weather app, and of course, with the next edition of the pod starting tomorrow morning. For Shell Winkley, I'm Max Crawford. Let's make it a great day.